101X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Marty, here in the studio to drink beer with my friends once again. The OG brewmaster from Carl Strauss, the pride of Chula Vista. He came up with the Aurora Hoppy Alice and the namesake beer of 91X, the Tower X West Coast IPA, available at all your great favorite places to sit on a bar stool. He is Paul Segura. Hi, Paul.
Happy Friday, Broham.
Brandon Hernandez of San Diego Beer.News. He is the man who's behind the San Diego Beer Awards. Am I right, my friend?
You got it.
Let's drink some beer.
It's beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Okay, today we've got two beers from Helix Brewing Company that's celebrating their 10-year anniversary and having a big fiesta tomorrow. Happy birthday, Helix Brewing Company. The first beer we're going to be drinking is called Cerveza, Mexican lager, 4.5%. Sur meaning south in Spanish, of course.
Ah, yeah.
Palabra.
Yeah, you know some palabras in Spanish.
Chupacabra. Nope, that's not it.
Let's chupa this cerveza. It is a solid Mexican lager. Clean, fresh, light, refreshing, crisp.
You know, I get that the whole corn thing is seriously happening in this beer, and it's delightful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that mild sweetness helps it to go down a lot easier, and you know, you can chill out in their patio over there. This would be a good one for that.
Yeah, I've had lots of beers there in the patio and inside, and they've got hot bartenders. You did not hear me say that.
No,
nobody heard me say
I'll change the subject real quick.
Yeah.
Corn, one of the main ingredients of a lager, is that right?
In Mexican lagers, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you taste that corn flavor when you drink these, man. It's got a slight bit of sweetness there. I'm happy the Brewers Association has finally made Mexican lagers an official beer style that to be judged in all the beer competitions.
Oh. As a beer judge, I would expect that because you probably, in judging them, got to know them a lot better, right?
I did. And Brewers, I mean, they kind of had an identity crisis. Brewers were entering their Mexican lagers in the cream ale category, and they're not cream ales. So I'm really happy that that's a thing.
What was the tipping point? Because you've been a part of most major beer awards worldwide.
The tipping point was that a lot of brewers started brewing Mexican lagers because the style has taken off.
Yeah.
And it's a really popular style, and they're delicious, you know, and a lot of people are drinking them.
Behind the scenes in these judging panels, were you guys just going, why is this lager in a cream ale style? And then who made the most noise to bring that to the forefront and make it a proper
All the judges
category?
Like me. We were kind of going, really? I mean, it needs its own style. They're not cream ales, so we shouldn't be judging them. They shouldn't be thrown together. Okay, the second beer is called Pursuing Hoppiness. This is their 10th anniversary IPA. So this one has a little dank, but it also has that cushy aroma.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we know.
It also has a lot of great citrus going on. I get a little like garlic, which is interesting as well. But it's got a great balance, beautiful bitterness, a really firm maltiness. I like it.
When you use all the hot hops too, right? We're talking like Mosaic, Strata, Citra.
Is there some sort of secret to having such a refined palate that you're a beer judge and you can pick all these things out of the taste of beer?
I nerd out on it. So like when I taste beers, it's my mind is racing, my senses are going crazy, and I just to life.
How do you warm up for a tasting at a judging panel and stuff like that? What do you do? Is there some sort of, do you eat ginger like you would cleanse your palate?
Oh, I love ginger.
Have sushi,
I think you got to sort of have a foodie vibe, right? Okay. You got to dig flavors and sensations, you know?
I mean, I've seen it. He's brought you and I and Brandon to his test kitchen, and you just he's Paul, the dude who plays surf music on the weekends and makes beer during the week. But he turns into a mad scientist when you get him in his lab. It's pretty impressive. And there's many labs. Where are your many labs, Paul? You got one in Anaheim. You got one over in Mission Valley.
Yeah, right? That's kind of why I'm the R&D guy.
Yeah, cool. Glad to have you on the team. Let's talk about these two beers from Helix Brewing.
Okay, the first beer we had was called Cerveza, Mexican lager, coming in at 4.5% ABV. The second beer was called Pursuing Hoppiness IPA, coming in at 7%.
That beer will debut at their 10-year anniversary celebration, taking place tomorrow, starting at noon. No tickets required. Show up, have fun, live music.
Helix Brewing in La Mesa. We'll see you there tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Support your local brewery.
Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.